If you work in Wyoming, chances are you're in energy, agriculture, or tourism. For decades, those three industries have been the backbone of Wyoming's economy, but more recently, Governor Meade's administration has been working to add a new industry to that list, tech. A big part of that effort is the state's multi-million dollar project to upgrade internet infrastructure. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
Handle Technologies runs out of an old office building in Laramie, but it could fit in perfectly in Silicon Valley. Owner Evan Brand says here, Wyoming business norms usually win out. The office is quiet, and most people have their shirts tucked in. But the place does have some tech company flair, like its in-house bar.
Actually, the bar's in the basement. Friday afternoons, you know, it's not uncommon to break out the beer and just have, you know, have a work beer.
Then there's the large gong right in the middle of the room.
That's our new sales gong whenever we get a big sale.
That's a sound Wyoming officials have been investing in. Last July, Governor Matt Meade launched a $15 million project to upgrade Wyoming's internet infrastructure with the goal of growing the tech industry all across the state. The project has two parts. The first is wiring every one of the state's public buildings and schools for super high-speed broadband. Flint Waters is Wyoming's chief technologist.
Well, remember when you had a 56K modem and you sat and waited for a JPEG to draw and you saw the top third and then the next third? That was 56K. We were at 5 kilobit per student when Governor Meade came in three and a half years ago.
Waters says that when his team finishes laying fiber optic cable across the state in a few months, the average school's internet connection will be almost 40 times faster than it was 5 years ago. The biggest gains will be in rural areas like Lusk or Newcastle, but Waters says it makes the whole state competitive.
It's huge to know that when the next great idea comes along, the next big innovation, our students are not handicapped because they're not sitting on one of the coasts.
That upgrade should have a sort of trickle-down effect for businesses. Now that the government has brought high-speed internet fiber to, say, Lusk, local businesses there can buy into it more easily. The second part of the project is designed specifically to lure tech businesses to Wyoming, and it's a little more complicated. It's the state's upgrade from Internet Protocol 4 to Internet Protocol 6. Internet Protocol, or IP, is the web's addressing system. All of your computers and smartphones need their own virtual address for sending and receiving information. Almost everyone uses IP version 4, but that system is old, and now it's almost out of address numbers for new devices. Waters says using IP version 4 is sort of like flying in a biplane.
You know, you could get away with taping it up, you could get away with, and you could keep it in the air, but there's a point when, do you really want to fly in that?
Wyoming is the first state to upgrade all of its systems to IP version 6, the new addressing system. IP6 has enough address numbers to cover every internet device for the next billion years or so. The recent Wyoming Business Forum, Governor Meade said IP6 was worth spending money on.
And that gives, so many more addresses, so much more speed, and it is a great magnet, an attractor for tech companies and businesses that need tech.
But some experts aren't so sure IP6 will be so much of a draw for tech companies.
What's the killer application? What's the driver? Well, no one's really written that, to be honest.
Dan Campbell is an internet protocol consultant with Millennia Systems. He was surprised to find out Wyoming was spending money on IP version 6, because right now, at least, there isn't much of a business incentive to do so. Almost all of the world's tech companies have patched up IP version 4 and kept it running. There hasn't yet been a killer application or feature to convince those companies to pay to make the switch.
Think of like pipes in a house. Suppose somebody came out with a set of pipes that did something differently or better. Well, that payback would have to be strong enough for you to want to tear up your walls and go through the capital expense to do it.
Campbell says moving to IP version 6 will help make Wyoming competitive in the long run. But the state has bigger challenges in attracting tech talent. Jason Kinsler runs Pitch Engine, a 12-person social media marketing company based in Lander.
When I tell people where we're from, the first thing they say is Miami, because they think I said Miami instead of Wyoming.
Kinsler says his broadband is fine, and he doesn't really think about internet addressing much. His biggest challenge is to convince potential employees to move out to Lander, and their questions are usually pretty basic.
You know, are we going to get snowed in here for the winter? Are we going to have, you know, health care? Can we get to a good hospital and get treated if something happens to one of our children or one of us or whatever?
Transportation is also a big issue. Pitch Engine had to turn down a Silicon Valley company's buy offer because they demanded Pitch Engine move somewhere with a direct flight to San Francisco. Now, Pitch Engine is doing well, but Kinsler says those are the issues he worries about, issues that aren't easily fixed. In the meantime, Wyoming's internet infrastructure upgrades should be done in the next few months. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.